Welcome to We Will Stand on the Mormon Channel from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We Will Stand is a program of faith, hope, and joy for young women around the world. A life full of gratitude can bring us increased love for one another, closer relationships, and greater peace and happiness. In our program today, we will discuss ways that we can show our gratitude in all that we do and say. One of the greatest ways to show that we're thankful is by the way we live.
Hi, I'm Ann Takasaki, a member of the Young Women General Board, and I have the privilege today of being here with four amazing young women. And I'd like to give them the opportunity to just briefly introduce themselves, say their name, and maybe something they're interested in doing. Let's start with Ella.
Hi, my name is Ella Warnock from Spanish Fork, Utah, and I really enjoy attending sports games at my high school.
Hi, I'm Sadie Nilsson. I'm also from Spanish Fork, Utah, and I love to read, and I am also a member of my high school student council.
Hi, I'm Nicole Wernley. I'm from American Fork, Utah, and I like to spend time with my family and go running.
I'm Heidi Larson from American Fork, Utah, and I enjoy dancing and going snow skiing.
Great. The standard that we're talking about today is gratitude. And I've given these young women the opportunity to think about gratitude, to do a few things in preparation for this episode. One thing that they did was to keep a gratitude journal. And I'd like each of them to tell us about that experience. Heidi?
Keeping a gratitude journal each day and writing down 10 things that we are grateful for was really interesting. Going back and looking through my journal that I kept for a week, it was cool to see how every single thing that I was grateful for somehow related back to the gospel and back to Christ's tender mercies in my life.
Keeping the gratitude journal, I think it just made me more consciously aware of everything that we have and that we're so blessed for everything that we have and how grateful we should be for our lives and all that Heavenly Father does for us.
I totally agree with Nicole. It made me notice the little things in my life and how much I truly am blessed and that I have been given so much by Heavenly Father, and it made me so happy and so grateful.
I loved keeping a gratitude journal because it definitely helped me become closer to the Savior, because I was thinking of things that Heavenly Father has given me and what the Savior has done for me. And so throughout the day, I would have the Savior and Heavenly Father in my thoughts, and it really just helped me to be a happier person.
Great. Now, did being grateful or thinking about gratitude change your relationship with anybody, with your Savior, with your parents? Does anyone want to comment on that?
I would. I notice, like, people at school, friends, family, teachers, my leaders at church, all the people around me, I started noticing what they did, and I was so much more grateful for everything they did for me. I didn't ever really notice it before, but it really opened my eyes, thinking a lot about gratitude and having it on my mind.
Okay, let's talk about something that you specifically learned by preparing for this episode. Nicole, what did you learn?
I learned that we take a lot of things for granted. I think that we just go kind of through the motions of everyday life, and unless you're, like, you always have gratitude on your mind and what you have, then you just kind of take everything for granted, and you don't realize how much you're blessed.
Sadie?
I noticed that gratitude is not just saying thank you or thanking Heavenly Father, but it's a way of life. And I truly believe now that the most grateful people are the happiest people, because if you can look around and be grateful for what you have and not be thinking about what you don't have, you can be so much happier, and life can definitely be a lot more fulfilling.
I think that in preparing for this assignment, I had the Holy Ghost more present in my life because, like I said, I was thinking of the Savior and I was thinking of my Heavenly Father and all the blessings that He's given me. And when you have that close relationship with your Heavenly Father and the Savior, the Spirit is definitely with you, and I just had more of a peace in my heart and just felt so much closer to the Spirit.
Through this experience, I came to realize not to only be grateful for the materialistic things in life, but also the people in my life. We have such great leaders in the gospel, and our parents are always there for us, and we always have guidance helping us to do the right things. And I think it's important to show gratitude toward the people who help you the most.
Great. Did anybody find words from the scriptures or from our prophets, our Latter-day prophets or prophets before, that you'd like to share with the audience?
I did. In a talk I read by President Henry B. Eyring, I'll just read a paragraph out of that and talk to you about what I read. He said, "How can you and I remember always the goodness of God that we can retain a remission of our sins? The Apostle John recorded what the Savior taught us of a gift of remembrance which comes through the gift of the Holy Ghost. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And that really stuck out to me, because I think if we are grateful, the Holy Ghost can definitely be more present in our lives. And gratitude, it really is a gift. And we need to remember to be grateful every single day and remember all of our blessings, because a lot of times we forget the little things that we have, and we need to remember and remember to show thanks unto everybody, especially our Heavenly Father and our Savior.
As I was kind of studying gratitude in the scriptures, I came across the verse in Doctrine and Covenants section 46, verse 32, and it reads, "And ye must give thanks unto God in the Spirit for whatsoever blessings ye are blessed with." And in this section, it is talking about all of the gifts that are welcomed unto us from Christ. And I think it's important to not only be grateful, like I said, for actual things we can hold and stuff, but our talents and our gifts that Christ has given us.
That's great. A lot of times when we think of gratitude, we think about blessings that Heavenly Father has given us, the good times, the happy times. And recently, Sister Rebecca Gardner of our Young Women General Board explained how, in a talk that she'd given in Idaho, she told the people how not to be grateful for everything, not just the happy times, the good times, but also to be grateful for the hard times, the trials that we go through, because of blessings that we receive through those trials. Can anybody here share anything about that?
Yeah, 6 months ago, my brother passed away, and it was hard to be grateful for the trial, and he'd been sick for a really long time. But while he was sick, then I was grateful for the trial in my life, because my family, we'd grown so much closer together, and going through the trial, it helped me get to know my brother and become so much closer to him than I would have if we didn't have to go through that trial. And watching him get so sick, it was really an eye-opener, because over the last 4 years, then he lost his ability to speak or eat or talk and walk, and it just really put into perspective how blessed we are and how grateful we need to be for all the little things in our lives and all that Heavenly Father has blessed us with. And I think we take that for granted so often, just being able to talk or just to walk. And he never complained about it, and he was always happy. And I just, when you come home from school and it's like you had a bad day, and you just want to complain about everything that was going on, and he'd just be sitting on the couch, and he was just always so happy. And it made it hard not to be grateful for everything that I have and everything that I was able to do. And it also really put into perspective how great of a blessing eternal families are, and that Heavenly Father made it possible for us to be together forever. And that just makes me so happy that I'll be able to see him again.
Thank you for sharing that, Nicole. I know that was hard to share, but you've taught us such an important lesson about gratitude. Heavenly Father is so merciful, isn't he, and kind, and And I know that your being here with us to talk about gratitude was one of those tender mercies. Does anybody else have anything that they would like to share? The way that maybe, and how about at school? How can gratitude help you just make it through each day?
I think a lot of times, like we discussed, we really compare ourselves to all the people around us and think, well, maybe if I had a better cell phone or a better car, or if I was smart in that subject or different things, we're always constantly comparing. If we just stop to think how blessed and lucky we are compared to so many other people of the world and how small of a group we truly are in this world as members of the church and how lucky we are to even have the gospel and be able to know the truth and be able to know our Savior, I think that's something that we really take for granted is the atonement and how amazing that is, and it changes our lives. And the atonement is what helps us to be able to return back to Heavenly Father. And I think we forget about that huge blessing that we have been given. And I think that if we stopped comparing ourselves with others and looked at what we had, it would really open our eyes and we'd be able to truly know and understand how lucky we are.
That's great. Ella?
I think something that definitely helps me be more grateful as I'm going throughout high school is attending the temple. And there is a scripture in Doctrine and Covenants chapter 109, verse 22, that says, "And we ask thee, Holy Father, that thy servants may go forth from this house armed with thy power, and that thy name may be upon them, and thy glory be round about them, and thine angels have charge over them." And so just thinking about the temple, and when you attend the temple and it says that thine angels have charge over them, what a powerful phrase that is, and what a blessing that is to have the power of angels and to just have the blessings of the temple. And like Sadie mentioned, that we always compare ourselves or we're just thinking about the next new thing or just upgrading everything. And when you go to the temple, you forget about all those things. And when I go to the temple, I see myself the way that my Heavenly Father sees me. And it makes me much more grateful for everything that I am and for everything that I have. And I've made an effort to attend the temple every week, and it really just makes me more grateful for everything Heavenly Father has given me.
That's great. Does anyone else have anything to share?
I think that we really need to be grateful for the talents that the Lord gives us. Each person is sent to earth with a different purpose to help others and to share the gospel with the people who need to hear of it at this time. And through our talents, we're able to relate to others and be able to bring them into the happiness that we feel each day. So I think it's important to thank the Lord, especially for your talents and for the ways of the world that you're able to communicate to other saints throughout the world with.
Great. You know, I've learned recently that a key to knowing the Savior is gratitude. What do you think that means?
I think that if you have gratitude, and just relating that with the Savior, if you're grateful for the atonement and for the sacrifices that he gave for us, then it helps you become closer with the Savior. And when you focus on the atonement and when you focus on his life, then it can help you become closer with the Savior and more grateful for him.
It's kind of a profound idea that as we're grateful for something, then we understand it better. And as we think about the blessings in our life, and certainly the blessing of our Savior Jesus Christ, as we're grateful for it, we understand it better. In our young women theme, we end it with, enjoy the blessings of exaltation. When you understand what that is, and you have gratitude for that blessing of exaltation, how does that change your life? What does that make you want to do?
I think it's important that through prayer, that's our main way to talk to our Savior and to show him gratitude, not only through our daily life, but we really need to vocally tell the Lord how grateful we are for our blessings and for our trials and for everything that he has given us, and try to show him gratitude so that we can receive more blessings from him in our times of need.
Great. As we approach a new school year, how will gratitude change the way that you act at school?
I think something that's important is being grateful for those around you. And I just know that at school, sometimes it's hard with the other kids at school. You kind of, like, maybe your personalities kind of clash, or somebody, you don't like them as well as others. I think that if we remember they're our brothers and sisters and they're God's children, it's easier to be grateful for them and for the talents that they're bringing to this world, and that we're all here for a purpose together. And you can be grateful for them and all those around you if you remember who they are and that they also have a divine purpose.
It's great. It reminds me, when I was in high school, I was the only Japanese person in my school, and I wanted blonde hair or brown hair. I wanted eyelids that folded up and didn't just go straight down. And one day, looking in the mirror, the thought came to me, you know, I made you. Please be grateful for who you are. How does gratitude help you to have more confidence in yourself?
This morning, we were able to visit Sister Dalton's office, and she had this mirror on her wall, and we all went over and we looked in the mirror, and just the spirit that was present there, and I felt like we were all able to look at ourselves and see ourselves the way that Heavenly Father sees us, and see ourselves as daughters of God in the way that Heavenly Father created us. And then we were able to look at the temple, and when we did that, I feel like we just felt Heavenly Father's love around us, and I think we all just loved ourselves the way that Heavenly Father loves us.
It's great. I'm so grateful to have had this opportunity to be with you wonderful young women and to talk about gratitude, but just also to feel the strength of your spirits and know that the youth in our church today are strong and ready to stand for our Savior in all things and at all times and all places. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to We Will Stand on the Mormon Channel, a media outlet of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Join us each week as young women from around the world share their hopes, struggles, and triumphs. Like us on Facebook for daily updates about what's happening on the Mormon Channel.